If you're a smoker or dipper ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Into the Winklerverse. Hello. Let's talk about it. Brewers lose 6-0 to the Chicago Cubs on Thursday night. So here's what the plan was. The plan was to do a postgame show Wednesday to celebrate, maybe a postgame show Thursday to celebrate, and then I had some voicemails to play and all that. So we're going to hear some voicemails. Marcus has a good Denver conspiracy. We're going to talk a little Giannis and his quotes this week. But I want to get something out there, and I am going to, I guess this is cheating, but I'm going to play you the opening segment of my show from Thursday night. I think there are a good number of you that listen to Into the Winklerverse and the Bart Winkler Show. I think there's also a lot of people that, you know, listen to the pod and don't catch the show or don't for whatever reason. So why I want to do this is I want to take you into how I was feeling in those moments. And I also want you to know that the same Bart that you're getting from his basement, third person, is the same Bart that is on the national airwaves. As I got on the air, I'm pacing around in the studio. We see another home run. They're down 3-0, and it felt like it was over. You knew it was over. It wasn't like the other day where you knew it would come back. The crowd chanting, Freddie, Freddie, you knew it was over. And now we got to face a game 5. And yeah, there's a lot that you can second guess with how they played in game 3. There's a lot you can second guess with Pat Murphy and everything he's done. I don't know how this pitching rotation is going to set up or whatever. I mean, I know it's all hands on decks, but we got the one nice outing out of Miz. We're getting another one. Is Priester back in? Quintana, what are we doing here? What are we doing? I don't know. So where I'm feeling is exactly what I was worried about at the beginning of the series was what fresh hell is upon us. This series is not enjoyable. And I know there's a lot of people that have already written them off, and I've seen the tweets, and I've stopped seeing the tweets because I couldn't see it anymore. Everybody's feeling the same thing, and the only thing we can do is sit here and vent and tweet and do our little podcast, and it sucks. This is a terrible experience for all of us. There is still another game. God, it's not going to be 80-20 there either. It's not going to be 90-10. This is going to be Wrigley South again because we're going to sell our tickets because we all think we're done. I've gotten some pep talks from people, my brother, friend. We're not done yet. This is it. This is what you got to do this. You got to do this. There's got to be pain. There's got to be heartbreak. You played for home field. I know it feels like we're cursed. Game 5 is going to be tough. There's no way in hell I'm going to the game. I'm going to make that pretty clear, but man. So why I want to play this for you is my whole point to start the show, and this is when it's 3-0, I think it was in the third inning, and in real life, I kept the screen on, but I didn't watch the rest of the game. I didn't watch after the sixth. I think Tucker homered, and I dipped out. But what I want to play this for is, unlike any other sport, baseball can really make you not enjoy the playoffs. Baseball, more than any other sport, makes you not enjoy the playoffs. And I don't think, even when we were winning, it was fun, but we weren't finished. And we knew this could happen. And we certainly didn't enjoy the last two nights. And now we got to dread Saturday. Baseball is not a sport in which you enjoy the playoffs unless you win, which we never do. And this was that point that I was trying to make. So this is a bit from the Bart Winkler Show. Thank you for listening. We'll do some voicemails after that. And, you know, I think I'll still have picks yet with Horvat. I don't know. We'll see this week. All right. This is from the Bart Winkler Show, Infinity Sports Network. There's plenty I want to discuss with you about this game. My God, Jackson Dart does look pretty good. And they went up 13-3, right, to start. And you would just, you know, text me the Dart. Hold on. I just can't. What am I doing? I'm just going to get into it. This smile on this jackass's face, I can't deal with it. Yeah, look at this guy.
I look like the cat from the Wonderland.
Not you. Craig Counsell. Look at that smile.
Oh, Beeks? Yeah, he's pleased now. Let's see if he can hold off, though.
All right, so I'm going to get into the football. I'm going to get into the Phillies and the Dodgers, and I'm going to do all that. I'm going to do my job tonight. And we're still in the third inning of a baseball game between the Cubs and the Brewers. So I don't – and even if the Cubs win tonight, the series is not over. The series is not over. There'd be a game five on Saturday. But I am deflated. And I'm not doing – the Cubs are up 3-0 in the third. Another first-inning home run, of course. So I think let me backtrack even another second. I tried to set the table before I wanted to get into it. And I'm sitting in a different room tonight. Normally I sit where my chair's a little higher, and you know, but tonight I'm like at kind of a desk where I'm sitting down as if I'm telling a story. So let's come on closer. Turn the fireplace on. Dim the lights a little bit. Let's just do a little story time here with Uncle Barty. Let's do a little story time. I am very sad. Not so much the current happenings about the game I like, the team I like, but I'm sad about the inability for me to enjoy baseball. This is different. Like, you get to the postseason, and look, the Brewers could come back and win this game 11-3, or they can lose tonight and they can win on Saturday. But I've been completely taken out of this series. I've been completely taken out of this series as a Brewers fan. I'll, you know, if you don't know, I'm a Milwaukee Brewers fan. I'm the one guy that cares about this Brewers team on any radio you're probably ever going to hear. I'm the only guy that cares about them. Unless you're in Wisconsin, of course. But I mean, outside of the state, there's not a lot of us on a national level. Okay. And I know, you know, I talk about the Brewers and I talk about the Packers. I talk about the Bucks, and you're like, shut up already, when you shouldn't be, because we're not even like 1% of the way catch up to some of these other teams and the coverage they get. But this is not a Milwaukee Brewers thing. I don't think it is. I think it's a baseball thing. The baseball playoffs are really tough to watch when your team is in it. When your team's not in it, it's very exciting. The way this Phillies and Dodgers game ended, oh my God. If you're a Dodgers fan, you feel like you got away with one. If you're a Phillies fan, you're going to be mortified forever. But I went from complete euphoria, and not even, I've been reserved in this series, but game one was exciting. I was there and full of, let's say, Diet Coke. And then game two, you know, was enjoyable for me. Game three, not. And now here we are in game four. And We're at the point, this is already a series, that when it was first revealed that it was going to be the Brewers and the Cubs, and maybe there is some Brewers-Cubs aspect to it, I suppose, but when it was already going to be revealed that it was going to be Brewers and Cubs, I said, look, I know this might be beta, I know this might be weak, I know this might be cowardly, I know I might be a loser, I do not care. I don't want this. I don't want this. I don't want, my phrase was, I don't want to know whatever fresh hell is going to be upon me over the next week, week and a half. And I say all of this knowing full well, like if you're a Cubs fan listening along, if you're Carlos and you're like, dude, it's not over yet. No, I get it. I get it. And I promise you, I'm not trying to reverse psychology anything.
Uh-huh.
I swear to God. I swear to God. I swear.
You just realized that you needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there's no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? Well, in the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BWN. Just go to Indeed.com/BWN right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BWN. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
We are pretty open on this show.
Uh-huh.
Too open. Like, not just open about us, but open about a lot of the technical aspects and behind-the-scenes nature of what it takes to put on a radio show. And I feel like this is another layer of open. And I want to really stress that in no way am I doing a bit. I thought we could do the show and I was going to talk some Yankees here, you know, follow along. I was going to do maybe some college picks, and there's a lot of 4-1 teams in the you know, a lot of 4-1 teams in football. I want to talk about them. And at this point right now, I'm devoid of, I want to do the show. Don't get me wrong. If I didn't want to do the show, I'd walk out. I want to do the show. I just don't know that I can do a show. I don't know that I can do a show. And if I do a show, I don't think it's going to be a good one. I told you last night it wasn't going to be a good one. But I don't know that I can do. I don't know that I can do a good show. Look, I'm Pete Crow Armstrong here. I'm wearing it on my sleeve. If it's okay for him, it's okay for me. I can't think of any other person on the radio that would do an opening segment like this. And I don't say that as a compliment to myself. I might even say that as a weakness. But I'm on the air. First of all, I'm on the air during the game. It's not like I'm yucking it up the next morning with my 8 sidekicks. You know, let's go over to the curly-haired 40-year-old bald dad fat guy. I know there's some double meanings in there that don't make any sense. Well, yeah, you judge him. Great game last night, everybody. We don't do that. I'm watching playoff baseball between a team who I adore and have already convinced myself is never going to win the World Series. And I've already with the series said, you know what? I just want to win this series. I don't care if the Dodgers sweep them. I don't care if they sweep them so bad that they just end the series after 3 because the beatdown's so bad and there's no hope. I don't even care. I just want to win a playoff series. Brewers haven't won a playoff series in 5-7 years. I just want to win a playoff series. And then it's against the Cubs. And then it's against Craig Counsell, who was, you know, the manager here. And then went on to Chicago. So I don't want to lose a series. And I don't want to, even if they win, even if the Brewers come back and win tonight on the show, it won't be enjoyable. I won't be enjoying it. I'll be happy that they won, but I'm not going to be enjoying it. And then even if I did enjoy it, I would be obnoxious and cocky and it'd be annoying. I do not think they're coming back. I don't see a path coming back. Especially when the crowd is chanting, Freddie. God, so brilliant. Made me so mad. Freddie Peralta. Freddie. Freddie. Ugh. Just terrible. Gives up a 3-run home run to Ian Happ, who I think his only other hit this series was a home run against Freddie Peralta, game 1. Great. So I have the game on. I'm watching the football game. I just saw Cam Scadaboo score. I like that for my fantasy teams. Giants are up 27-17. I do have the game on. It's on my laptop in the corner of my eye here. I don't care anymore about the 30-40 second delay with Carlos. I had another screen popped up with the at bat app, and I was gonna, you know, I don't care. But here's what's worse. Here's what's worse about all this. If they go to a game 5, I don't know how I'm watching that game. I can't. I'm definitely not going. I'm 100% not going.
Well, that kills the next thing I was going to say.
I'm 100% not going.
How about if there's a game 5, game 5 if necessary, I'm booking that ticket in Milwaukee tomorrow.
I'm 300% not going with a Cubs fan. 300% not going with you. And there'll be a lot of them there, too. Game 1, it was probably 85-15 Brewers fans. Game 2 is probably up to 90. And that's important because Cubs fans do flood Milwaukee very well. They do. It's almost as easy for some of these people, especially in the suburbs, to get to the Brewers Stadium as it is Wrigley. It's a quick drive, easy to park, in and out. And they like that they can come and invade, you know? They like that they can come and call it Wrigley North. And a lot of times it is. Game 1 and 2, the tickets were sold before we knew the Cubs were going to be in. They've had ample time to buy Game 5. And there's a lot of Brewers fans that are like, I mean, they're going to take the money. They're going to take the money. I'm not going to accost them for that. You got to do what you got to do. I don't know. Yeah, it'd be great if we could make it 100%, but if you got a Cubs fan offering you $500 for a ticket you paid $100 for, watch the game at home. I got no problem with that. So game 5 would be Saturday night if we get that far, and I'll be home, and I'm sure, I'll turn it on, but the level of getting sucked into it is already gone. Me getting sucked into this game, me living and dying with every pitch, at least for tonight, and I'm pretty sure for, it's just gone. It's just, baseball's not fun to watch when your team is in it. It's so excruciating. It's like, you know, I'm thinking of football and I'm thinking of basketball and, you know, even hockey. Hockey might be the worst, especially in overtime. Hockey might be the worst. But it's like, why we put ourselves through this hell for a fleeting moment of joy. I don't know, man. All right. I'm gonna try to like just do a normal show, but I'm sad and bummed and I'm upset and I'm frustrated. Because to make matters worse, it's not like we're gonna go to a game five against the Cubs. That's already bad. If we do. Okay, I know there's 4.5 innings left. Going to a game five against the Cubs managed by Craig Counsell. Bad. Going to a game five against the Cubs managed by Craig Counsell when you were up 2-0. Where's the joy in that? Where's the joy?
You just realized that you needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there's no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? Well, in the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BWN. Just go to Indeed.com/BWN right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BWN. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Into the Winklerverse is brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. HappyPlaceHemp.com. The promo code is BART. You know how to spell my name, I would hope. B-A-R-T. And I think when you put it in on the website, it doesn't automatically go all caps. Like every time you text BART, it goes all caps because of that stupid train in San Francisco. My wife has gotten to the point where she's like, I'm done autocorrecting when she texts my name to other people. Like, I can't believe I married BART. BART is so handsome. BART is so funny. I've never listened to the BART Winkler show either. HappyPlaceHemp.com. The promo code is BART. 25% off every single order you get. The gummies, the tinctures, the THC, the CBD, the CBN. They've got it for you. Big seltzer kick. Still a gummy guy. This stuff is great on weekends. And I, you know, need it to settle down with the rage I have. And it helps. It helps. And also just like for other reasons. But yeah, I got rage issues. And it helps me mellow out. And that isn't that's a pro. That's a pro. Happy Place Hemp, promo code BART. This is the portion of the show where we're going to listen to some voicemails. Oh, don't all leave me at once. Voicemails are brought to you by Carl's Place, Carl of ET.com. You can also go to my affiliate link in any of the YouTube sections or on the webpage, BartWinklerShow.com. Let me just check here. I believe it's BartWinklerShow.com. Yeah, okay. I got to get that RSS feed. The last podcast that I have, because at least the podcasts were posting there daily. The last podcast that got posted there is Jair to Ravens. Ed Policy comments. June 18th. All right. Look, I got a lot of things that I'm trying to fix and get better at. I'm only one man. Okay? And I got a refusal to use AI as much as I should. I do for the video clips. That is helpful. And it's not taking away a job. Nobody, I'm not paying anybody to do that. And it's saving me time. Now, I'm killing electricity and, you know, using up water that we'll someday need, but whatever. That's geez. Oof, this is like a man. All right. Marcus in Denver has called in and he has a conspiracy theory for us. So this is pretty much a layout of the Denver sports scene. You may have seen Stan Kroenke, who was famously mocked in a WWE episode years ago. They remember, like, Miz dressed up as a Nuggets and they took on the Lakers and it was weird. Like, Vince was mad at this guy, some rich guy feud. But he owns a bunch of stuff. And he doesn't own the Broncos. But Marcus is laying out that he's still trying to get his hand. He's basically trying to be king of Denver sports / just king of Denver. So here's Marcus. This is a two voicemail combined into one. So he called. There's a 3-minute limit. He called back again, but it kept me entertained. Here it is for you.
Hey Bart, Marcus in Denver here. Wanted to call in and give you my Denver sports conspiracy, as I know that you will be traveling there in December to hopefully see a game. And so hopefully it might have you look at the city a little differently throughout your day. And this is not a Denver conspiracy involving the airport. So the owner of the Denver Nuggets and Colorado Avalanche, Stan Kroenke, has submitted a proposal to the city of Denver to redevelop the entire area surrounding Ball Arena. And if you, that's where they play. If you look at Ball Arena on Google Maps, it's right downtown. And between Ball Arena and down the highway a little bit, there is Mile High Stadium where the Denver Broncos play. Separating these two locations is massive parking lots, a Six Flags type amusement park, which he bought out to demolish. And he is redeveloping the entire area between Ball Arena and Mile High Stadium, where the Denver Broncos play. And so now, if you know anything about Stan Kroenke, he owns the Denver Nuggets, he owns the Colorado Avalanche, he owns the Colorado Rapids, the MLS team, he owns the Colorado Mammoth, the Indoor Lacrosse League. He owns pretty much everything but the baseball and the NFL team in Colorado, because he owns the Los Angeles Rams. And in the NFL, you cannot own two NFL teams within the league due to conflicts of interest. So, if you've seen in the news lately, the Denver Broncos have recently sold to the Walton family a couple years ago at the highest valuation of an NFL sports franchise of recent sales. They submitted a proposal to threaten, basically, the Denver City Council to move the stadium outside of downtown and move to a nearby suburb. Instead of, it'd be like the Arlington Cowboys, right? They're going to move out of Denver and potentially move to a suburb. And I thought, wow, that's strange, because they're doing all this redevelopment in the area. Why would they move their stadium that's not even that old, maybe 15, 20 years old? Why would they move their stadium with all this redevelopment going on around it? You know, it seems like a prime spot to capitalize on some real estate assets and increasing in valuations. So I did a little digging. And you know what I found out, Bart? Stan Kroenke is married to a Walton. You will not believe it. Look it up on Google. So this guy did get his knuckles into Denver even more with a further professional sports team, the Denver Broncos. So now, where does this leave us? This leaves us, I don't know if you've noticed on Twitter recently, but he recently posted a picture with the Colorado Avalanche with the Los Angeles Rams all on the Los Angeles Rams field from the Colorado Avalanche page, right? Isn't that crazy? That is a subliminal message to the Denver City Council, letting them know that he's moved a team out of a city before and he is not afraid to do it again. That is what is happening. All the redevelopment around Ball Arena, he wants Denver to possibly pay for a new stadium downtown. He doesn't want to move. He wants to stay there. But he's going to use his leverage. He's going to use his money. He's going to use his influence to get anything he can to move the city, move the stadium outside of the city. And it is a damn travesty, Bart Winkler. It is absolutely insane. Look it up. Ball Arena redevelopment plan. Look at it on Google Maps between the two stadiums. It's nothing but parking lots. And it's going to be insane. He's going to completely change the skyline of Denver within the next 10 years. And are the Denver Broncos going to be a part of that? I don't know. We'll see. So, my last thing is a dad corner. I see these kids at grocery stores that are like 8, 9, 10 years old that are sitting in shopping carts playing on their iPads with food piling up around them. And it's just like, what the hell, dude? Is that normal for me to, like, want to fight their parents or something? Because, like, or themselves? Because it's really annoying that they have two legs that apparently don't work and that they can't, like, walk around the grocery store. They have to sit in a in the shopping cart at, like, 9, 10 years old with an iPad. Am I wrong? I know I need to give parents a little grace if I am one myself. So maybe I won't be able to speak on the matter for another 8 years, but I don't know. It just rubs me the wrong way. I would like to know if you could tell me how to ban a parent. I would appreciate it, Bart. You have a good day. Go Brewers.
So interesting developments. Thank you for that. I'll try to scope out the scene when I have boots on the ground in Denver. The kid in the grocery cart thing, I can see how that would be I could see how you'd be somebody that would look at that and it would bother you. But if you're at the grocery store with a kid, typically, you don't have a choice. You don't want, like, people don't want to go to the grocery stores with their children. And so you stick them in the cart. And, you know, I guess I'm trying to think of growing up, like, we would go to the grocery store as a family and we would just sit in the magazine aisle and, like, read books or run around. But then again, my grandpa also managed that store, which I eventually then worked at in Fondy. I can't say that I'm feeling the same ire that you are in that situation. But I would say again, you know, and maybe like, you know, you could Instacart, but the fees on that. We tried doing that for a little bit, and then I'm just looking at like, I'll just go there. The grocery store, the food delivery, like the food delivery, I can get in my head. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna deliver food. The delivering grocery things, I'm still kind of, I don't know, because I don't like they. What I'm really mad at is Metro Market has these like 50-cent packs of Doritos, and I'd like to just buy the little ones because I don't like a big bag of Doritos in my house because then I'll eat them. I just like the little bags because then I can put them on chips or sandwiches and have some restraint. But she couldn't find them. They're right by the checkout. So then she got me the $6.99 bag. Little infractions like that stick with me for a long time and change the behavior of the rest of my life. That's great. All right, comment here. I don't know who called in this one. Again, 402-915-2278, 402-915-BART. But some questions about Giannis.
Hey, Bart. First-time caller, long-time listener. Love the show. You know, I just wanted to talk about or get your opinion on you know, you mentioned, I want to say a month or two ago, you got some late night texts from some of the national callers about Giannis to the Knicks. And based on Shams' latest article, seems like that's where they were getting that from, which obviously, you know, there was nothing really going on there. And the second thing is, there's also this random report that Giannis's family is now living in Greece. And with you being boots on the ground at the swimming center, I just thought, you know, maybe we could get a report on if you're seeing anything there, if you've gotten any Giannis sightings, any family sightings. Obviously, no need to go into detail, but we'd just love to get your insight into that. So, again, appreciate it. Love the show. You, Paul, and Grant are just fantastic together. So that'll be it. See you.
Well, I haven't seen him at swimming all summer. He's been in Greece, and it seems like the family love being in Greece, and they're deciding not to come back. I mean, I don't know that that's a personal decision. That's a personal decision. Would we make that in the same spot in the year 2025? That's a personal decision. I don't know how that means he's going to be playing anywhere other than Milwaukee. Like, just because Kevin O'Connor is like, I'm going to look at where the flights are out of New York and Greece. Blah, 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 blah. That guy fucking sucks. He's a fucking piece of shit. Okay? His whole career is he's garbage. I don't like him. But no, I haven't seen them. I'm probably not gonna. They're not here. That's the reporting. All right. So there was a story by Shams, and here's what Giannis said, as transcribed by Eric Name. First of all, I haven't read that story. When the season starts, I try to get off social media. I try to focus on my craft and the team. But I've said this many times. I want to be in a situation I can win, and now I'm here. I believe in this team. I believe in my teammates. I'm here to lead this team to wherever we can go, and it's definitely going to be hard. We're going to take it day by day. But I'm here, so all the other stuff does not matter. I've talked with my teammates, the people I respect, love the moment I step on this court or this facility, I wear this jersey, the rest doesn't matter, I'm locked into whatever I have in front of me. If in 6-7 months I change my mind, I think that's human too. You're allowed to make any decision you want, but I'm locked into this team. I'm locked into these guys, to this group, and this coaching staff, and myself. So he says he's here. Now, should he said I may sign a contract, I'm here forever. Should he said I got loyalty in my DNA? Look, the way the media has been trying to get him out of here, he is still here. After all this time, he won a championship and he is still here. And I'm going to cope a little bit. Sure, I'm going to cope. I'm going to cope a little bit. He may leave. He may go play in Greece. He may go play with the Knicks. He may go play with the Heat. He may go play with the Warriors. It hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened yet. And they have been trying to get him out of here forever. So if they finally get him out of here, was it a natural occurrence? Is this nature versus nurture? You're trying to get him out of here because for 7 years you've been trying to get him out of here, and you don't want to make that all go for naught. You don't want to waste your effort. Shams is a piece of fucking shit. Bucks won't give him any intel, so he drops some story about what really happened this summer. No one had fucking asked you, bro. I'm mad. I actually recorded this part of the podcast after the Brewers lost game 3. So as of this moment of recording, I don't know what happens the rest of the series. And I plan to record this and then attach it to whatever little quick thing I did on YouTube. It's just a lot. Win or lose, there's just a lot going on. There's just a lot of shit going on. And then if Giannis ever does leave, it's going to be like, see, we told you. What the fuck you were telling us in 2018? You're telling us in 2018. It's 2025. The real Project 2025 was Shams trying to get Giannis out of Milwaukee. We're too blind to see it. Tim, can you edit that part up in post? All right. Thanks. Thanks for stopping into the Winklerverse.
Mazda? Once you discover the Mazda CX-5, Mazda.
It doesn't take long to get it. With standard all-wheel drive, a premium interior, and advanced safety features, it's an SUV that gives you more at every turn. It will have you saying,
Mazda.
The Mazda CX-5. It's made to move you.
Every Mazda SUV offers you an elevated driving experience and refined performance. Discover it at your local Mazda dealer today.